This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In many a bar, in many a college town, many times, the person pouring the drinks is going to have an advanced degree or maybe two. As academia struggles to absorb aspiring professors, many of those PhDs turn to lower-paying jobs as adjunct instructors. They get paid per class to teach, say, freshman English, and thus, because of the lower pay, often have to have side hustles to get by. There's a new bar in Durham, North Carolina, that's trying to bring those two worlds together, bars and academia. From North Carolina Public Radio, Liz Schlemmer has the story.
Early on a Wednesday evening, customers trickle through the back door of the speakeasy in downtown Durham, North Carolina. First, they grab a drink at the bar.
Can I get a Oaxacan old fashioned?
Then customers take their highball glasses and travel to the informal classroom next door. There are vintage lockers on the wall next to a poster of the periodic table. Bar owner Lindsay Andrews is here, teaching a class on art and labor.
So a commodity is when an object is for someone else's use value.
Students sip their cocktails and get into a heady debate about art in the age of late capitalism. This is what Andrews had in mind when she first envisioned this business, Night School Bar. Cocktails alongside college-level classes in art, film, and literature.
I really just combined the two things I was doing already. I mean, I worked in restaurants for forever, and I've been in school for forever.
Andrews used to teach English classes as an adjunct instructor at North Carolina State University by day and bartend at night. While she poured drinks, customers sometimes asked about her classes.
And I would say, oh, I'm teaching a class on science fiction, but we're reading all women writers. It's all feminist sci-fi. And they'll be like, whoa, I never had a class like that, or that sounds really awesome. And I would think, this will be really, really fun to talk about with you, the person who's here in front of me.
She had a hunch that more people would feel that way. Maybe they'd even be willing to pay for classes and drinks at the same time. Turns out she was on to something.
I didn't realize until after college how unique those spaces are.
Sebastian Elios is now a regular of Night School Bar. He recently took a poetry class.
And that kind of stimulation and conversation is really enjoyable to me, and I've missed it a lot since then.
There are no grades and no credit. Classes are pay as you can. The listed cost is $320 per class, but students can pay as little as $10. Luke Vanderhart is a manager in tech who's enrolled in the art and labor class. He paid full price, but says he likes that it's an affordable way for anyone to learn about Marxism and art in a social setting.
It's basically, you know, a Venn diagram of a bar and a class, and you get kind of the best of each.
He appreciates that this is more accessible than traditional academia.
At the end of the day, it's a interesting intellectual way to spend an evening.
And for Andrews, it's important that the instructors who lead those evenings are well compensated.
When I was an adjunct, every single other adjunct professor that I talked to had a second job. Mine just happened to be bartending.
Night School Bar is a second job for some instructors, but Andrews says the wage is higher than what adjuncts typically earn per hour. Plus, there are no papers to grade, and instructors can teach the classes they want.
We're trying to create jobs that are living wage, sustainable, and feel meaningful for people.
But it also has to be a sustainable business. Andrew says the pay-as-you-can enrollment model isn't cutting it.
So this means we're pretty constantly doing fundraising to try to make up for it, but we're also hoping that the bar will stabilize us. So drinks are not pay-what-you-can.
Crowdfunding isn't quite covering the bottom line yet, but she's hopeful that every Oaxacan old-fashioned her bartender pours will help keep Night School Bar afloat. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Liz Schlemmer for Marketplace.